what does Trump's victory here, and by looks to be a pretty comfortable margin, tell you about the mood of GOP voters in Delaware at this point?
You know, Delaware GOP voters, I think, for a long time have felt that Delaware has been going in the wrong direction, and then they've watched, honestly, Republicans in Washington not stand on very firm Republican principles. And Donald Trump's come out and spoken to that, and he's talked about the fact that that Republicans, and honestly, I think when he says the Republican establishment, and he dials the RNC into that sometimes, but really, I think it's some of our elected officials in Washington, and we've seen it in Delaware just as a blue state, but haven't held to our principles. Things like making sure that we'd have $19 trillion worth of debt that's now a burden saddled onto our kids and our grandkids, which just really damages the future potential competitiveness of America and perhaps the entire world. So I think it really speaks to that overall fear of the future. And we want somebody to stop the madness, if you will.
Did you sense, considering the momentum he had been building in recent primaries, that what we're seeing here tonight in Delaware and the other states that have gone his way tonight, a little bit of that momentum now coalescing behind him?
Yeah, I think so. And I've been saying for some time now that I think it's more likely than not that he rolls up the 1,237 delegates needed. I still think there's a way that, some folks can stop him. And it's a political process. In a political process, opponents try to beat their opponent or stop their opponent or whatever. So that's just the way it works. But I think that he is starting to coalesce. I think he's recognized that there are sort of two things you got to do here. You got to win the populace, but you also have to win the machinery. And I think he's putting pieces together to do both those things. And clearly, you don't grow the businesses and the name ID and everything else that he has by not being a smart guy, and he's just demonstrating that he knows how to handle this.
He was the only one who campaigned here. Was there a certain point that you felt that John Kasich, Ted Cruz, more or less conceded this state to Trump?
Yeah, I do. I think that is maybe, you talk about the rules and whether it's a rigged system or not, which I don't believe that it is, but Delaware being a winner-take-all state actually disenfranchises the other candidates from coming here. Because if you look at the polls and you're down 20 points, and even if I come there, I'm not going to pick up 20 points, and for 16 delegates, it's really not worth it. So I think being a winner-take-all state in this year hurt us in the ability to get other candidates here.
Would you ever consider changing that mathematics here?
Well,
does that make sense being with just 16 delegates?
Well, I think that when the election is over in November, and we'll all take a deep breath and sleep for a month and a half, and then we'll come around in early 2017 and figure out what we want to do. One thing I'd want to avoid is sort of fighting the last war. Again, we haven't been operating under these rules for 21 years, and they seem to have worked okay. But maybe there need to be some changes, and we'll look at that.
The delegates themselves will be officially selected this weekend at the state convention. Considering what's been going on in other states, is there any concern that there might be some efforts to contest those who are on that slate?
Not really. I mean, the slate, if when it's brought out and we've shared it with other delegates, we've shared it with some members of the media, it's a cross-section of folks from up and down the state, small business owners, retirees on fixed income, corporate folks. I mean, it's a cross-section of Republicans. And honestly, I don't know who they support, but if they're like the rest of Delaware, clearly it's going to be largely made up of Trump people.
And finally, I guess the goal is now to kind of unify the party, presumably behind Donald Trump. How difficult a task will that be, considering all that has gone before?
It will be an easy task, because all I have to say are two words, two simple words: Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton is a scary candidate. She is a failed Secretary of State. She is as progressive as they come. I mean, Bernie Sanders, who is, let's be honest, a communist, has brought her to the left, and she was going there anyway. So I think that Republicans are going to unify, because Republicans have won in the state legislatures across the country. We have 66% of them. We've got 66% of the governors. We have large majorities in Congress and the Senate. The one thing we don't have is the White House. And boy, we want the White House, because we need to make sure the Supreme Court stays conservative.